is Willie Mays tonight. And before a tremendous crowd here at Jay Stadium, Mets set to go here against the St. Louis Cardinals. And here's with the play-by-play, Lindsey Nelson. Thank you very much, Ralph Scott. And hello again, everybody. Lou Brock will lead it off for the St. Louis Cardinals. He's hitting 292. He has 6 homers and 61 runs batted in. Left-hand batter facing left-hand pitcher, George Stone. Brock is a notorious first ball hitter. Wayne Garrett against Brock's speed has moved in on the grass at third base. Stone turns to take the sign from Jerry Grody. Outfield defense straight away. Here's the pitch, and it's one on foul back. It's strike one. Waiting on deck. For the St. Louis Cardinals, just hit five for him. Ball is bunted to the third base side. Garrett has it. He guns it on inside, and Brock is out. Tried to bunt his way on. And instead, he goes out, Garrett, over to John Milner at first base. Hitting 275, one homer and 52 runs batted in. Right hand batter. Stone again goes into the motion, and here is the pitch. It is high for a ball. Tommy Hasey is now out there on deck. Mets are playing an infield defense now of John Milner at first base, Felix Kahn at second. Roy Harrelson is short, Wayne Garrett is third. That's a base hit to left field. Field out there by Sizemore. Leon Jones over up with his place it back. Sizemore turns and holds with a single and up. That brings up right-hand batting center fielder Tommy Agee, former Met, who's hitting 224. 10 homers and 20 runs out of that. Russell is out of the ball game. He started for Chicago, and Ray Burris has relieved him. Ken Brett, 12 and 8, is on the mound for the Phillies. Nick Colosi, the umpire behind the plate, trying to get a banner removed from the foul pole down the right field corner. John McSherry, the umpire down there, motioning up to a couple of fans that that banner will have to be moved over into foul territory before the game can proceed. George Stone turns to get ready to work again. Up and set. The pitch to Agee, and it's in there for a called strike. Ted Simmons is on deck. Again, Stone checks the runner at first. Simmons takes it, rather, Sizemore takes his lead. The breaking pitch is low. It's one and one. Deliveries on the way. Swung on and hit way back in left field. Leon Jones goes to the wall and it is gone. A two-run homer for Tommy Agee over the left field fence, and the Cardinals are leading by a score of 2-0. Boy, Tommy Agee, his 11th home run. 22 runs out of this year for Agee. So quickly, the St. Louis Cardinals are out in front, 2-0. One man out, nobody on, and Simmons is coming up. He is a twitch hitter, batting right. Hitting 306 with 12 homers and 87 runs batted in. Stone is taking a moment before getting ready to work now. To Simmons. He goes into the motion, and here is the pitch. Fastball in for a called strike. It's 0-1. Simmons bluffed into a bunting stance. Joe Torre has moved out on deck. Vern Vincent is the coach at third, and Johnny Lewis is the coach at first. Swinging a foul ball off to the left side, out of play. George Stone is 1-0 against the Cardinals this year. His lifetime record against them is 6 wins and 3 losses. Overall, Stone has won 12 games and lost 3 for the Mets this year. Here's a swing and a foul ball off and out of play. Pulled down the left field line. 0-2, the count to Simmons. Gary Brody flashes the sign. George Stone into the motion. Two-strike delivery. Swung on. Drilled into left field for a base hit. Leon Jones over. Up with it now. Plays it back in Simmons. Turns and holds with a single, and the phone is ringing in the Met bullpen. Bullpen coach Joe Pignatano has been called to the phone. Joe Torre's coming up. Torre is hitting 287. He has 13 homers and 69 runs batted in.
He's playing with a sore shoulder of late.
Harry Parker is going to be throwing down there in the Met bullpen at any moment. Harry Parker will begin throwing in any moment now. The base hit by Simmons extended his hitting streak to 10 consecutive games. Offense at the mound now. Harrelson's in there. So is Millon with George Stone. One man out. Runner at first. Joe Torre, the batter. Torre, who Brock, our co-captain to the St. Louis Cardinals. George Stone sets up. The left-hander with the pitch to the right-hand batter, and it's low for a ball. 1-0. Luis Melendez is on deck now for the St. Louis Cardinals. It's after they're trailing the New York Mets by one game. Or rather, two games. They trail the Pittsburgh Pirates by one game. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Drilled into right field. Foul ball. Foul ball. Down the right field line. And so all the way around second. Simmons has to cut across, coming back to first. Joe Torre comes back to the plate. The count to him is one ball and one strike. Ryan, that one, down the right field line, but a foul ball. Harry Parker is throwing in the Met bullpen. Stone sets up. Swung on, fouled off to the right side, out of play. There is a bus located in the parking lot, straightaway center field, and there must be 25 fans on top of that bus, getting a glimpse of the ball game across the outfield fence. They are packed and jammed onto the subway platform beyond the right field corner. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on it on the ground, right back to Stone. He goes to Leon. There's one to throw to first down. The pitcher on the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals. He is a right-hander. He began this season with the Texas Rangers. He was obtained by the Cardinals in exchange for Mike Nagy. Nagy was subsequently traded back to the Redbirds in exchange for Jim Bibby. At Tulsa this year, Thompson had a record of 7 wins and 7 losses and an ERA of 2.83. He had 4 complete games. He was 1-2 in the 1973 playoffs. Struck out 22 men in 23 innings in the playoffs. Michael Wayne Thompson attended Nebraska Wesleyan College and Oklahoma State University. Wayne Garrett will lead it off for the New York Mets. Garrett is hitting 246. 15 homers, 53 runs batted in. He got a 2-run homer yesterday that provided the Mets with a 2-0 victory over the Cards. First game between the Pirates and the Expos at Montreal. They're going to the bottom of the second inning. They are in the bottom of the second inning, and the score is tied 1-1. Ken Singlin hit his 23rd homer for Montreal in the second. The pitch to Garrett is high and away for a ball. That was also the 100th run batted in this season by Singlin. Bruce Keaton is going against Bill Stillman in the first game. They'll play two at Gary Park today. Rained out yesterday. There's a pitch on 2-0. They're going to the third inning, and the Phils are leading the Cubs by a score of 4-1. Ray Burris in relief of Rick Rutschel going against Ken Brett. Atlanta at Houston later. Henry Aaron had a home run last night, the 712th of his major league career. He needs two now to tie the career mark of Babe Ruth at 714. San Diego at San Francisco later. That pitch is low for a ball. It goes to 3-0. Cincinnati at Los Angeles. Cincinnati magic number is one. They've already clinched the tie. 3-0, the count to Garrett. As catcher Ted Simmons just called time and gone to the mound to talk to Mike Thompson. Felix Millan is on deck.
Shea Stadium, packed and jammed here this afternoon. Here's a 3-0 delivery. Fired right down the pipe. The fake sound was given, and it's 3-1. Eddie Yost is on the line to third. He's passing on the information to Garrett right now. Roy McMillan is the left coach at first. Outfield defense swung toward right, 3-1 pitch. And it's in there for a called strike, too. So the count is full at 3-2 now to Wayne Garrett. Rich Folkers is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Cardinals. First inning action in the Cardinal bullpen as well. Left-hander, Rich Folkers is throwing. He's a former Met. Here's a playoff pitch to Garrett. Low when he walks it. So the Mets pick up an early base runner. A base on balls to Wayne Garrett, and Felix Leon is about it. Leon is hitting 291, three homers and 36 runs batted in. He has 179 base hits. He is three short of the club record of 182, a record, incidentally, that is held by Tommy Agee. He had 182 base hits as a Met in 1970 to set that mark. Rusty Staub has moved up on deck. Ken Reitz is on the grass at third. Now Mike Thompson with the pitch. Swung on, and it is foul. Down past Roy McMillan. The coach at first base. Mike Thompson is 24 years of age. He's 6 feet 3 inches tall, 205 pounders. This is his first appearance ever against the New York Mets. Goes to first base, not in time. Joe Torre returns the ball to the mound. Temperature 79 degrees at game time. Thompson again sets up and deals a pitch. Swung on, and it's flat. Garrett turns and holds as Agee comes up throwing. And the Mets have runners at first and second on the line. Single to center field off the bat of Felix Leon. So the tying runs are on base with the Cardinals leading 2-0. Rusty Staub will be the batter. He's checking in the dugout there now to see how the Mets are going to play it. He's followed in the order by John Miller. Rusty is hitting 271, 15 homers and 71 runs batted in. Strategy meeting at the mound now by second baseman Sizemore, catcher Ted Simmons, with the pitcher Mike Thompson. Continues to throw in the Cardinal bullpen. And the beginnings of a Let's Go Mets chant here at Shea Stadium. Now here comes Barney Schultz, the pitching coach, on his way to the mound. Barney Schultz is out for a word with Mike Thompson. That he wants something. Exactly what, I'm not sure. Barney Schultz, meanwhile, is talking to pitcher Mike Thompson. Barney Schultz is from New Jersey. Makes his offseason home there. That's gone to the bullpen. They want the left-hand pitcher right now. They want Rich Folkers right now. So Thompson will have had a very brief stay in this ballgame. Colosu, the plate umpire, signals up to the public address announcer and says, announcing Folker. He'll be coming in to make his 33rd appearance. He has won four and lost four. He's been used as a starter and in relief. Last time had in a start at Montreal, he went four innings, gave up three runs on two hits. Did not figure in the final outcome as the Cardinals won 5-3. The Red Chambers quickly goes to his bullpen. Two men, retired nobody. He is responsible for the two runners on base. Allowed one hit, up one. Folkers is marching the ball. The Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos are playing a pair at Montreal. They're in the bottom of the second inning of the first game. Score tied 1-1. Bruce Keeson 2-0 against Bill Stelman, 4-7. Kenny Singleton, it is 23rd homer. Drove in his 100th run for Montreal in the bottom of the second. In the top of the third at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, the Phillies 4, the Cubs 1. Rick Rushel started for Chicago, 114, lost 50. Ray Burris lead him in the first inning. Ken Brett, 12-8, going to the field. Atlanta at Houston later, San Diego at San Francisco later, Cincinnati at Los Angeles later, and Cincinnati can nail down the pennant in the Western Division with a win. The magic number is 1. They've already clinched the tie. The American League, the Yankees are at Cleveland for a doubleheader. First game is in the fifth inning, and the Yankees are leading 4-1. Bill Stottlemyre, 14-16 against Jake Kidrow, 13-5. Ronnie Bloomberg, it is 11th home in the second with nobody on. Otto Velez, it is first in the second with nobody on. Then Velez with another. In the middle of the fourth inning, Detroit 1, Boston nothing. Luis Siot, 19-12 against Joe Coleman, 21-15. Baltimore at Milwaukee, Dave McNally, 16-16 against Jim Clayton, 12-13. The Oakland A's have clinched the tie, and they're at Chicago against the Chicago White Sox. Vida Blue is bidding to become a 20-game winner today. He's won 19, lost 9. Wilbur Wood has won 24 and lost 19 for the White Sox. California Angels are at Minnesota later, and the Texas Rangers are at Kansas City later. Nick Colosi, the plate umpire, has gone out to the mound now, and he is looking at the glove of Rich Boca, looking at the back of it. He turns it over, and now he is marching over toward the New York Mets dugout. Apparently, that instruction was made at the insistence of the Mets. Colosi is now saying something to manager Yogi Berra of the New York Mets. Berra has walked out of the dugout to meet him. Captain Joe Torre of the Cardinals came over toward the mound. Colosi is talking now to Yogi Berra. Colosi went out and inspected the glove. That in the first inning at Philadelphia, the Cubs got one with two out in the first, and Williams double and Sanzo singled him home. And then the Phillies got four in their half. We'll tell you about that later, because right now, Rusty Staub is in and waiting. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. The Cardinals leading 2-0. Mets batting in the bottom of the first. The big check swing down ball to the right side. Taken by Sizemore. He goes to second for the force. There's no throwback. And Garrett moves to third. So they get the middleman. It is a check swing. Ground ball to the right side. Sizemore took it. Guns it over to Mike Tyson at second for the force on Leon. So Staub is at first. Garrett's at third. And Miller is up. Also a left-hand batter. He's hitting 247 with 23 home runs and 70 runs batted in. Boker sets up. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball inside. Ball one. Leon Jones has moved out on deck. The Cardinals got their two runs from the top of the first when Tommy Agee hit a two-run homer. Now here's the pitch to Milner. It is low for a ball. 2-0 to count to John Milner. Cardinals now have a catcher, Mark Hill, throwing in the bullpen. Catcher Mark Hill. And now Colosi asks to inspect the baseball. He walks out. It is tossed to him by Focus, and he fires it back out to Rich Focus. 2-0 to count. Gary takes his lead at third. Rusty Staub takes his lead at first base. Here's a 2-0 delivery. Low cover summers out in front of the plate. There is no advance. 3-0 is the count to Milner. Rich Focus is one pitch away from walking the bases loaded here. And Cleon Jones, a right-hand batter, is on deck. Torrey is holding against the runner at first. Reese playing wide of the bag at third. Here is the pitch. He's taking all the way in a 10-foot call strike. In taking the pitch, Milner moved around in an exaggerated bunting stance. He was taking the pitch all the way. He has looked down to sign man Eddie Yosikiv. He's turned loose on a 3-1. Mets runners have taken their leads at first and third as Rich Folker steps up off the stretch. And here is the pitch. Swung on in high in the air over a relatively short center field. Agee moves up. Garrett comes off the bag and holds up. Catch is made by Agee. There is no advance. Two Mets are out. Runners holding first and third. That'll bring up Cleon Jones. A high pop fly to short center field by Milner. Leon Jones has had a hot of late, is hitting 259 a year, 7 homers and 42 runs batted in. The Phillies got their 4 in the bottom of the first inning when Gavarkiewicz, Unsell, Martinez, and Lisinski put 4 singles together for 2 runs, chasing Rushell. Burris came in to pitch for Chicago. Bill Robinson greeted him with a double for 1 run. Boone walked, but Schmidt struck out. Greg Robinson hit into a forced play at the plate, but when Hundley threw wild trying to complete a double play at first base, Bill Robinson scored. Hundley hurt his knee and had to be removed from the game. Now, the pitch to Cleon Jones is low and away for a ball. First inning at Montreal, Parker double for the Pirates, and Oliver single for the run, and then Ken Tinglin hit a home run to provide Montreal with a run in the bottom of the second. Tied. There's a pitch low for a ball. 2-0, the count to Cleon Jones. Dave Schneck is on deck. Cardinals are leading 2-0. The Mets are batting in the bottom of the first inning. Shea Stadium in New York. Throw to first base is not in time. Count is 2-0. Now the pitch to Cleon Jones. Low. Count is run 3-0. You'll recall that Polkers went 3-0 on John Milner. And he went 3-1, and Milner popped up the 3-1 pitch. He has gone 3-0 to Cleon Jones. Schneck on deck is a left-hand batter. Cleon is reading the information to see if he's turned loose. Now the pitch swung on and fouled out to the right side. He was turned loose, and he took the cut. Fouled it off to the right side, and the count is 3-1. Leon moves back into the batter's box. Torrey holds against the runner at first. Ken Reed playing a deep third base against the right-hand batter. Focus marches up to the top of the mound now. Looks in to catcher Ted Simmons for his sign. Here's a 3-1 pitch. It's high. Jones walks. The bases are loaded. Dave Schneck goes back to the dugout, and Don Hahn is going to bat for him. Right-hand batting Don Hahn is coming up. This is simply a righty-lefty switch. The Mets are making a righty-lefty switch. They have been platooning Dave Schneck and Don Hahn right along. Here today, the Cardinals started the right-hander, but not for long. And so Don Hahn is being sent up to bat for Schneck. Hahn will obviously stay in the game in center field. Is a right-hand batter who has an average of .232. He's had 2 homers and 21 runs batted in. But in recent weeks, he's delivered some big hits for the New York Mets. Still swinging at that, loosening up. Now moving on up toward the plate. The Cardinals lead 2-0. The Mets are batting in the bottom of the first with the bases loaded and 2 men out. And this crowd is trying to lend whatever support it may to the cause of the New York Mets. And it is a big, big crowd at Shea Stadium this afternoon. Focus will work straight away. He goes into the motion and the pitch to Hahn. He's in there for a call strike. It's 0-1. Jerry Grody is now on deck. Wayne Garrett, the runner at third. Rusty Staub is at second. Leon Jones is at first. Again, Fokker reads the sign from Simmons. The pitch. Blown away for a ball. It's 1-1. Says that he added a forkball to his repertoire, and he thinks that has made him a more effective pitcher than he was. This will be a 1-1 delivery. Swung on foul back off the screen and out of play. It runs the count to 1-2 now to Don Hahn. From the number of inspections that were made of Focus equipment, And there are people who are of the opinion that he's added more than a pause ball to his repertoire. He goes to the Rosendijk. Mid runners lead at first, second, and third. On swings about a time or two. As it starts now, focus on the motion. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled out to the right side. Out if there was a breaking pitch. Fouled out to the right side, and the count continues at 1-2. Again, the Met runners lead all around. The pitch to Hahn. Breaking pitch missed outside. 2-2. Hahn was leaning out there, ready to protect the plate, but he was just off the corner, so the count is even at 2-2. Now the 2-2 delivery. Swung on and fouled off the mat. Now focus the second by side over to Tyson for the fourth. That retires the side. That ball was lined off the leg. A pitcher, Rich Focus, changed direction so that second baseman Sizemore could get to it. He flipped to Tyson for the fourth play on Cleon Jones. That retires the side. So the Mets do not score. They had a hit. No errors and three men left. And at the end of an inning, the score is the Cardinals 2 and the Mets nothing. In Montreal, in the first game of the doubleheader, the Pirates and the Expos are now in the fourth inning, still tied 1-1. In Philadelphia, the Cubs and the Phillies are in the fourth inning with the Phillies leading 4-1. Luis Melendez is coming up now to face George Stone. Melendez is hitting .262. He has two homers and 35 runs batted in. He's a right-hand batter. Garrett, even with the grass at third. George Stone, left-hander, into the motion. Pitch is foul back. It's out of play for strike one. Dan Reese is on deck for the St. Louis Cardinals of manager Red Chambers, who got off to the worst start in their history this year and then turned it all around and were on top for a long stretch of the season before fading of late. Here's a pitch. Come on, swung on and lined in the center. 10 for a base hit. One hop out there by Don Hahn, and so Melendez has a leadoff single. That is the fourth hit for the Cards off George Stone. He's hitting .234. He has six homers and 41 runs batted in. We're getting action in the Met bullpen again as Harry Parker gets up to throw. Harry Parker warmed up in the first inning. He's warming up here in the second inning. George Stone again sets up. The pitch is fired in there for a cross-track. Reese bluffed into a bunting stance and taking the pitch. It's 0-1. Mike Tyson's on deck. Now again, Stone checks the runner, throws to first, not in time. The Mets have purchased right-hand pitcher Bob Miller from the Detroit Tigers. He is here. He is in uniform, wearing number 30, as a matter of fact. He was an original Met back in 1962. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Did not score on the top of the fourth inning. Montreal coming up in the bottom of the fourth with the score tied 1-1. Now an 0-2 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to second. Leon has it. He goes over half, and there's one to throw to first. Double play. A perfect double play ball. Bounced to Leon at second. Lifted over to Harrelson, who gunned it on to Milner. 4-6-3. Two men out, nobody on. Mike Tyson, the number 8 man in the order, is at the plate. Tyson hitting .242. He has one homer and 32 runs batted in. Start of the year, Ray Bussey was the shortstop for St. Louis Cardinals, but could not quite put it together, and so they replaced him with Tyson. Here's a swing and a foul ball off and out of play. On deck is the pitcher now, Rich Foker. Tyson hasn't played all that well at short either, but compared to Bussey, he has. Tyson has made 29 errors at shortstop. As a swing and a high pop foul toward the Cardinal dugout. It is drifting toward the stands and it's out of play. Jerry Grody climbing the barrier there at the corner of the dugout, but to no avail. Two strike count now to Tyson. This is one of those circumstances where you try as best you can to retire this batter so that you have the pitcher leading off the next inning. Two men out, nobody on base. The number eight man in the order at the plate. George Stone does a little groundskeeping out there around the mound. Stone has won 12 games and lost three. Two strike delivery, strong line in the left for a base hit. Picked up by Jones and played back in Tyson. Line to single to left. That is five hits so far that the Pittsburgh, that the St. Louis Cardinals have. Off George Stone, and with two men out, Rich Focus is coming up. He's 2-for-19 at the plate this year. He's had two hits and 19 times at bat. Rich Folker. He's a left-hand batter. So far, George Stone hasn't fooled anybody very much. The St. Louis Cardinals got three hits in the first inning, including the two-run homer by Adrian. They've had two hits here in the second. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Holding against the runner at first base. Johnny Lewis on the coaching lounge at first. Vern Benson at third. Has a fastball in for a call strike. It's 0-2. Lou Brock is on deck now. Stone again sets up. Offers 0-2. Swung on and missed. Struck him out to retire the side. So, no runs, two hits, no errors out. In the middle of the second inning, the score is the Cardinals 2 and the Mets nothing. For the Chicago Cubs now, Carmen Fanzone is at a two-run homer in the fourth inning, his sixth of the year. So with the Cubs still batting, it is now the Phillies 4 and the Cubs 3. Meanwhile, Montreal did not score in the bottom of the fourth. The Pirates are coming up in the top of the fifth inning. First game of a doubleheader. Pittsburgh 1, Montreal 1. Jerry Grody will lead it off for the Mets. Grody is hitting 252. He has one homer and 28 runs batted in. The crowd here today will put the Mets over the 1,800,000 mark. And home paid attendance for the season so far. Here's a ground ball to second. Sizemore makes the play on to Torrey in time, and Grody on one pitch is grounded out. Second to first. Bud Harrelson is the batter now. He is a switch hitter. He's batting right. He's hitting 259. He has 20 runs batted in. Mike Thompson started today for the Cardinals, but did not stay long. He walked Jared. Millon got a base hit, and that was all as they made the switch to the left-hander, Rich Focus, who had been warming up right from the start. Reaches on the grass to the red. Harrelson shortens up, bluffs the bunt, takes the pitch in the strike zone. It's 0-1. And now Lute Barnes is on deck to bat for George Stone. Lute Barnes is on deck. Here's a pitch outside. Harry Parker continuing to throw in the bullpen. Focus gets the sign again. The pitch is swung on and in the air to left, and Lou Brock is backing up, backpedaling, and gets to the edge of the track to make the catch. Never just turn around and go back, he just kept backpedaling. Luke Barnes will bat for George Stone. Barnes is not had an official time at bat. That's coming up to the Mets from at Triple A Farm Club in Tidewater, Virginia. He was up for the Mets last year, Lute Barnes. So Stone is out of the ball game. It's two innings. Gave up two runs on five hits, struck out one and walked nine. There's a fastball in for a called strike at the knees. Wayne Garrett's on deck. Luke Barnes this year hit .226 at Tidewater. He had 5 home runs and drove in 47. Stole 22 bases. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 2 strikes now to Luke Barnes. Nolan Ryan is pitching today for the California Angels. He has won 19, lost 16, and struck out 355 batters, set a new American League record. That's in for a call, strike 3, and Luke Barnes looks at a tall third strike right down the pipe. The side is retired in order. It is nothing across. And at the end of 2 innings, the score is the Cardinals 2 and the Mets nothing. Harry Parker, the new pitcher for the Mets. Harry making his 37th appearance. He's appeared 9 times as a starter. Has a record of 7 wins and 3 losses. He's had 5 saves. Last time out, he picked up a save for Stone. Shouldn't say last time out. Last time he picked up a save, it was in relief of George Stone. That was back on September 1st. This is Harry's first appearance since September 20th. Cubs have tied up their game with Philadelphia at 4-4, with the Phillies batting in the bottom of the fourth. And Harry Parker will be pitching to Lou Brock as his first batter. George Stone went 2 innings, was charged with 2 runs, gave up 5 base hits, got helped out by 2 double plays. He struck out 1. The pitcher, Rich Folker, walked none. So both starting pitchers removed early in the ballgame as both managers play this one right to the hilt. In the fourth inning for the Cubs, Cardinal walked and Panzone hit a 6 home run to make it their 4th 3 ball game. And with 1 out, Rudolph was safe on Craig Robinson's error. Burris sacrificed him along, and he scored on a double by Kessinger, and the score tied at 4-4. Brock tried to bunt his way on his first time up and was thrown out by Wayne Garrett. Garrett guarding again against the bunt. Here's the first pitch by Parker. Fastball. It's outside the ball. Brock hitting .292. Parker back. And a fastball over the inside corner. A called strike. It's 1-1. Brock has 68 stolen bases. 633 in his entire career. There's a check on the swing. The pitch is low. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 9th in the all-time stolen base list. Been thrown out 18 times this year. 86 attempts. Next pitch is hit high in the air to left field. A lot of time for Jones to get under the ball. He does, and he makes the catch. That will bring up Ted Sizemore. He has a single in his 1 appearance. Came home aboard the home run by Tommy Agee in the first inning. Agee on deck. Sizemore batting .276. He has 1 home run, 52 runs batted in. Going to the bottom of the 5th, Pittsburgh 1, Montreal 1 in the first game of their doubleheader. They have 2 doubleheaders to play. First thing, low at the ball. Carlson playing over in the hole at shortstop against the right-hand batter. Pitch back to the plate over the inside corner. A called strike. It's 1-1. A right-hander. Started the year with the Mets as a starting pitcher. Now he comes back to the plate and the pitch is hit on the ground. Foley to third, fielded by Garrett to throw to first for the out. That'll bring up Tommy Agee, who homered in the first inning. It was his 11th home run of the year. Agee hitting .227. He has 22 runs batted in. First pitch is a fastball over the inside corner, a call strike. Hard
Cardinals leading 2-0. Two men out. Top of the third inning. Pitch back is hit on the ground toward Milner at first base. He comes up with the ball, goes to the bag, and a side retired in order by Harry Parker. The score at the end of 2.5 innings, the Cardinals 2, the Mets nothing. It's the Met half of the third with the Cardinals leading 2-0, and the Mets will have Wayne Garrett to lead off. Cardinals have 2 runs on 5 hits. They made no errors. The Mets have no runs and 1 base hit. They've made no errors. Garrett walked his first time up in a 3-2 pitch. He's had a good week. He's had 10 hits and 30 times up. 2 home runs, 5 runs batted in, and scored 6 runs. Overall, he's hitting .246 with 15 home runs and 53 runs batted in. And batting for the first time against Rich Fulker. The first pitch is swung on and fouled back at strike one. Has pitched to 7 batters. He's walked one. Got all the others out. Mike Thompson started the game for the Cardinals, pitched to 2 batters, and was relieved. He walked Wayne Garrett, gave up a single to Felix Leon. Here's a pitch back inside. It's 1-1. Garrett walking in the first was walked for the 68th time this year. Now the 1-1 pitch. Garrett takes it high and inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Garrett has 119 hits, his career high. 2-1 pitch, and he almost gets hit as the pitch is inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. That's left the bases loaded in the first inning. They were retired 1-2-3 in the second. 3 balls, 1 strike. And Fulker's next pitch is high and inside, and Garrett walks for the second time. Felix Mahon. Felix single to right center field his first time up. Mahon hitting .292. 3 home runs, 36 runs batted in. He has 180 base hits. Too shy of tying Tommy Agee's mark of 182 for club record. And Fulker from the set position. His first pitch is taken high, a ball. Time called is Joe Torre. Comes over from first base to talk with the pitcher. Montreal did not score in the bottom of the fifth, so Pittsburgh batting in the top of the sixth with the score tied at 1-1. Now Torre back to the bag. Fulker set to go, and the 1-0 pitch. It's high, ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Throwing in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Orlando Pena throw to first base and Garrett back easily. We'll see a parade of pitchers in this ball game if there are any hitting threats. 2-0 pitch. High ball three. 3 balls, no strike. Now it's Simmons going out to the mound to talk to the pitcher. That's Simmons, the catcher. Have lost 79 games. If they would lose today, that it would mark it at 80. And if the Mets would win and Pittsburgh would win, they'd be 4 back in the loss column to the Pittsburgh Pirates with 6 games to play and 3 games back to the Mets. And no games against either club. So this is just like the playoffs right now for Red Sandy. Now time is back in. Here's a pitch over the plate for a call. Strike it 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Garrett leads off at first base. Fulker sets up. And a throw to first base. Garrett back easily. Sun breaking through the overcast right at this point, and it's very bright. Again, Garrett leads off. Fulker sets up. And the pitch. Leon takes it high, ball four, and the Mets have a tying run at first base. Garrett moving down to second base, and here comes pitching coach Barney Schultz out to the mound. Two consecutive walks, no one out, and a batter coming up is Rusty Shaw. Rusty on a check swing grounded into a fourth play his first time up. He was the first man that fell for his face when he came in the game. Folkers has pitched to nine batters. He has walked three, given up no hits. Barney Schultz, the pitching coach, now going back to the bench, and Rusty Scott stepping up. Scott hitting 270. What a nine-game hitting streak into the game. Over that period, batting at 343. He takes the fastball inside. It almost hits him. He spins away at ball one. Now the 1-0 pitch. Tom takes it very high. It's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. That pitch was about a foot over the head of Rusty Shaw. Next batter is the left-hand batter, John Milner. Now Folkers goes to the rosin bag. Took down in distress. Makes contact with the pitching rubber. Looks in for the sign. Gets set, and the 2-0 pitch. Job takes it inside. Ball three. That pitch gets off the inside corner, and it's a three ball, no strikeout. Is back to the plate. Way inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded on one. Well, the bases loaded, no one out, and John Milner coming up. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network. Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy, the Mets have the bases loaded. They're trailing by two runs, no one out. Bottom of the third, the batter is John Milner. Thank you. base hit. He walked four. Struck out two. And now with the Mets having Cleon Jones, the right-hand batter coming up, they're switching to a right-hand pitcher. Cardinals leading by a score of 2-0. They got two runs in the first and a two-run home run by Tommy Aitken. Now let's check out what's going on.
In the National League, the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos are playing two with Gary Park in Montreal. The first game's in the top of the sixth inning in a 1-1 tie. Bruce Keeson 2-0 against Bill Stillman 4-7. Ken Singlin hit his 23rd homer of the year and batted in his 100th run of the year in the second with nobody on for Montreal. At Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, the Cubs are batting in the top of the sixth inning, and they're a 4-4 tie with the Phillies. 6-4 the Phillies for. Rick Rushel relieved by Ray Burris in the first inning. Ken Brett is going for the Phillies. Carmen Fanzone hit a two-run homer in the fourth for the Chicago Cubs, just sixth of the year. The Atlanta Braves are in Houston. Rory Harrison, 10-7 against Don Wilson, 11-15 last night at the Astrodome. Henry Aaron hit the 712th home run of his career. San Diego at San Francisco later. Cincinnati Reds play the Dodgers later. The Reds already have clinched that Houston tie in the Western Division. Their magic number is one to wrap up the pennant in the West. They have won 11 of their last 13, 18 of their last 22. The American League, the Yankees and Cleveland are playing a pair in Cleveland in the seventh inning of the first game. It is the Yankees 9 and Cleveland 1. Mel Stottlemyre, 14-16 against Dick Tidrow, relieved by Mike Kekich in the fifth. Ron Blumberg, it is 11th homer. And Bloomberg now is at another, his 12th. This is getting in the fifth with two on. The end of seven innings to play. Detroit 2, Boston nothing. Luis Tion against Joe Coleman. Coleman's 121 game. Jim Northam hit his 11th home in the sixth inning. The end of two innings, Baltimore nothing, Milwaukee nothing. Dave McNally 16-16 against Jim Slayton 12-13. The Oakland A's have pitched at least a tie in the Western Division of the American League. They're playing the White Sox this afternoon. The end of three innings, Oakland 3, White Sox nothing. Vida Blue 19-9 against Wilbur Wood 24-19. Cal Angels are at Minnesota. Nolan Ryan 19-16 against Joe Decker 10-9. Middle of the second, Texas 1, Kansas City nothing. Jim Bibby 8-9 against Paul Sudoff 18-11. We're about ready to play here again, and here again is Ralph Kiner.
All right, Benji Nelson and Orlando Payne here with a record of 4 wins and 3 losses, 5 saves, making his 40th appearance of the year, his 6th against the Mets. Against the Mets, he has 1-1 and lost none, and he has saved one. He'll be working the 3-on job. Leon walked his first time up in a 3-1 set. Bases are loaded. Pena working from the set position. And the first pitch to Jones, a curve over a whole strike. Pena became a Cardinal on June 15th. He was purchased from the Baltimore Orioles. He was originally signed by the Cincinnati Reds. He has spent time with the A's, the Tigers, the Indians, and the Pirates in Baltimore. Right-hander again from the set position. Here's the pitch to Jones. This one is low. One ball and one strike. Fourth ball missing. He is a fourth ball specialist. Pena makes his home in Hialeah, Florida. Just outside of Miami. Now he again goes to the set position. Check. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball outside. Two balls and one strike. That pitch low and outside. The Mets have Garrett on at third base. Felix Mion at second. Rusty's job at first. They all got there on watch. Zollner struck out for the first out of the inning. And now Cleon Jones. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. Jones slices it foul into the stands on the first base side. And the count goes to 2-2. Cleon 0-for-3 in yesterday's ball game, won by the Mets 2-0 on Garrett's home run. And overall hitting 259 with 7 home runs, 42 runs batted in. Now Pena, with a new ball in play, working on the mound. Backing up to make contact with the pitching rubber. Finally gets set to go, goes to the set position, leans in for the side. Now gets it, goes to the set. There's the pitch. It is grounded foul. That was a breaking ball over the outside part of the plate. Jones popping the ball foul. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. On deck, batter for the Mets is Don Hahn, the right-hand batter. Now again, the signs are out, and again, the 2-2 pitch. Jones takes it inside. The count full now, 3-2. That pitch was slow. Then you walk up toward the umpire, Nick Pelosi, and says something to him. Simmons turns around, also having some conversation with Nick Pelosi. 3-2 the count. Bases loaded, one man out. Mets trailing by 2 runs. Now the pitch. Jones swings and fouls it back into the screen. So the count remains at 3-2. Mets have had only one base hit. That was by Neon as the second batter in the ballgame. That base hit knocked out starting pitcher Mike Thompson. Pitch to 2 batters. Again, it's at 3-2, and here's the pitch. Jones fouls it back, and the count again remains at 3-2. That time, Jones fouled off a fastball that was about letter high. Capacity crowd at Shea Stadium. Fans walking around the ballpark can't get in. Backed up on the platform that leads to the flushing line. And this ball game. The third with one man out. Again, it's 3-2. Here's the pitch, and Jones hits a drive to center field. Going back is Daisy. He'll catch it. And coming in from third base is Garrett, and Mets get a run. So Leon Jones on the sacrifice fly gets his 43rd run batted in. Leon holding at second base, got at first. And that will bring up Don Hahn. For Dave Sneck in the first inning with the bases loaded and grounded into a fourth play. Pittsburgh got a run in the top of the sixth. They lead Montreal 2-1 with Montreal batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. That game is 1-2. And again, Pena. Set the goal. There's a wild pitch. The ball bounces in it and the runners move up. Leon over to third and Dobb over to second. Batting 308, single to left field his first time up. He has batted safely in 10 consecutive ball games in 31 of his last 33. Simmons with 87 runs batted in leads the club. He's had 12 home runs. Now batting left-handed for the first time. The first pitch is a curveball. It's low, ball one. Simmons batting 310 left-handed and 300 from the right-hand side. Next pitch is inside, just inside, ball two. Fastball missing. 2 balls, no strikes.
Cardinals 2 runs on 5 hits. The Mets have 1 run and 1 base hit. And Parker's next pitch. Fast ball and too high for ball 3. 3 balls, no strike. Leading the White Sox 5-0 with the White Sox batting in the bottom of the fourth. If Oakland wins that ball game, they will wrap it up. There's a strike call. It's 3-1. Baltimore has won the Eastern Division and Oakland just about ready. The 3-1 pitch. It is popped up into shallow left field. Moving up to the grass is down. He's under the ball. And he makes the catch. Away, it brings up Joe Torre. Joe hit into a double play his first time up. Batting 287 for this year, 13 home runs and 69 runs batted in. Torre played just a shade toward right center by Don Hahn, the center fielder. The first pitch, a fastball inside the ball. Pitch. It is lined to left field to base hit, and for Joe Torre, his 2,000th base hit in his major league career. And that ball will be thrown out of the ballgame for a Torre souvenir. Here comes Nick Colosi up. He wants the ball, and it will be given to Joe Torre. So Joe Torre, 0 for 5 in the series, picks up his first base hit. It's a very big one for him, number 2,000. Puts the runner at first base with one away and brings up Luis Melendez, who singled the center field in the second. Melendez batting 264. And the first pitch by Parker, a breaking ball in at the knees, a called strike. Parker came to the Mets for the St. Louis Cardinals. Right-hander sets up. His next delivery, fastball hit the right center going over his side, and he'll get to it. That's the end of the ball, and he makes the catch. Throws back towards first base, but Torre hustling back beats the throw easily as Milner goes up to make sure he makes the catch. Given away, it brings up the third baseman, Ken Reese. Reese it into a double play his first time up. Cardinals leading 2-1. Two men out. We're in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch to Reese, the right-hand batter. It's line foul into the stands deep down in the left field corner. At the end of six, it's Chicago 4 and Philadelphia 4. A one-strike delivery. Popped up to shallow left field. Moving up is Jones. Going back is Harrelson. Harrelson makes the call. Now he's run off, and Jones makes the catch. This side retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Cardinals 2, the Mets 1. Montreal has tied up their game with the Pirates at 2-2 as they bat in the bottom of the sixth. Here, the Mets is trailing by one. It's Cardinals 2, the one, and the first batter for the Mets, Jerry Grody. Rondo Pena with his first pitch. He's low with it. Ball one. Grody grounded out to second base his first time up on his first pitch. Jerry hitting 251. Now Montreal has taken the lead over the Pirates. Next pitch grounded out towards third. It's a foul ball. Montreal scoring another run in the bottom of the sixth. They lead Pittsburgh 3-2. One ball, one strike count on Jerry Grody. Grody has batted over 300 last 6 weeks. And Pena into the windup. Here's the 1-1 delivery. It is taken at the knees, a call strike. Jerry started to swing, then held up. One ball, two strikes. Joe Cody will be followed by Bud Harrelson and the pitcher Harry Parker as the Mets bat here in the fourth. And the next pitch is grounded through the middle, going over Tyson and back at second. A fine play to throw to first in time for the out. Mike Tyson with reins far to his left, getting the ground ball and making a good throw to first base. One away, it brings up Bud Harrelson. Bud flied out to left field his first time up. Mets have had only one base hit. That was back in the first inning. It was a single by Felix Mion. Harrelson hitting 258. Cubs are not scoring the top of the seventh. That game still tied at 4-4 with Philadelphia batting in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch to Harrelson, a check swing foul ball on the ground on the third base side. Left-handed. Next pitch, a wild swing at a pitch down low. Fork ball at strike two. Orlando Pena, 40th appearance. Has been around a long time. Throws a fork ball, not too fast. Slider curve. Two strikes, the pitch back to the plate, going on and foul. That time the fastball fouled off. Pittsburgh's go-ahead run in the sixth scored with Sargio doubling with one out and Zisk coming right back with a double. Expos came back in their half to go ahead with one out, and there's a pitch for strike three, and Harrelson has struck out. With one out, Singleton singled. He had homered earlier in the ballgame, and Lytle singled in the third. Uche pinch hit for Bacabella and singled to score Singleton for the 2-2 tie, and Foley.
Parker will face the Cardinals now. As they come up in the top of the fifth inning, it'll be the number eight man in the order, Mike Tyson, to lead it off. Tyson has been up one time, and he had a base hit. He is a right-hand batter. The sun is shining brightly here at Shea Stadium at the moment. In case you joined us along the way, the Cardinals got their two runs in the top of the first when Tommy Agee hit a two-run homer. Here's Parker pitched to Tyson inside high, ball one. The Mets came back in the bottom of the third to get their one when Cleon Jones hit a sacrifice fly and Wayne Garrett tagged and scored after the catch. Here's the 1-0 pitch. High and tight for a ball. Cardinals have had six hits and the Mets have had only one so far. 2-0 to count to Tyson. Followed in the order by Orlando Pena. There's a fastball high. Harry Parker goes behind 3-0. Delivery is high, ball four, and Parker has walked Tyson on four pitches. That will bring up Orlando Pena in a sacrifice circumstance. Third base coach Vern Benson is coming down to give him a little direct communication. Milner at first comes over to hold against the runner, Mike Tyson. Wayne Garrett at third is on the grass. Mets anticipated a sacrifice attempt here. Cardinals started the day with a record of 76 wins and 79 losses. Two games back of the division-leading New York Mets. Here's a pitch, Pena's around, bunts the ball up into the air, foul to the right side, into the seats and out of play. It's strike one. Down and Pena bunted the ball foul all the way back into the stands. Lou Brock, swinging bats, has moved up to the on-deck circle. Parker reads the sound of Grody, sets up now, checks the runner Tyson at first base. Daniels around, and the pitch is high, so it's 1-1. Garrett charging on the pitch, and so was Milner after holding against the runner. Two
Parker again off the stretch. 1-1 delivery. Pena's around, bunts the ball. First base side, foul ball on the ground, out of play, glove by Milner. The count is 1-2. So now, what do? Do you have him bunt all the way? Do you take it off and let him swing away? Garrett stays on the grass at third. Parker off today. Here's the pitch and you squares, bunts the ball, and it is out in front of the plate. Grody has it barehanded. He goes to first in time and holding it second. It's Tyson as Harrelson scoots over to cover third, which was left unprotected for a moment. Leon covering first, so the play goes 2-4 on the soccer front. It's all a lot of spin on it. Grody couldn't find it for a moment and then took the hop barehanded and gunned it on to Leon. Lou Brock's coming up. He's gone 0 for 2 so far. The Pirates are batting in the seventh inning now. First game of a doubleheader at Montreal. The Expos are leading the Pirates 3-2. And the Cubs are batting in the eighth inning, tied with the Phillies 4-4. Lou Brock, left-hand batter. Facing right-hand pitcher Harry Parker. He sets and deals, and the pitch is fouled off to the left side, out of play. Lou Brock hitting 291 for the year. He leads the National League in stolen bases with 68 more than Joe Morgan of the Cincinnati Reds. Ted Sizemore is on deck. The Cardinals are leading here by a score of 2-1. Brock with that overly close stance at the plate. One strike pitch, swung on, pops up. Shortstop, Bud Harrelson is calling. He's on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. Holding it second is Tyson, two away. Ted Sizemore is 1-for-2. He singled and was on base in the first inning when Tommy Agee hit his home run over the left field fence. The Detroit Tigers have defeated the Boston Red Sox by a final score of 3-0. Joe Coleman gets his 22nd win of the year on a one-hit shutout. A one-hit shutout of the Boston Red Sox. Jim Northrup had two homers for Detroit, his 11th and 12th. Parker's pitch to the right-hand batter inside, turned him out. Tommy Agee has moved up on deck. Agee by the Cardinals from the Houston Astros had gone to Houston from the New York Mets during the offseason. This will be a 1-0 delivery. It's on the way. Swung on, pops up. Foul to third. Garrett's up on the coaching lines, and he makes the catch. Well, Sizemore fouls out to retire the side. There was a walk and one left. In the middle of the fifth inning, the score is Cardinals 2 and the Mets 1. The New York Mets are trailing by a run as they come up here in the bottom of the fifth inning now. And it'll be top of the batting order, Wayne Garrett to lead it off. Facing right-hand pitcher Orlando Pena. As the red shirt, they started Mike Thompson today, but he worked to only two batters. Walked one, gave up a hit to the other. And despite the fact that the Cardinals had a two-run lead, he was removed and Rich Focus was brought in. He worked 2 1/3, gave up one run on no hit. Struck out 2 and walked 3. Here's a pitch to Garrett, and it's in there for a call strike. The Mets have had only one base hit in this ballgame, a single by Leon in the first inning. Garrett has been up twice, and he has walked twice. 2-1 walk from Thompson, one from Folker. Now Pena with the pitch. Inside fastball, it's 1-1. Leon is on deck. Stadium is packed and jammed here today. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. There are a number of trees beyond the left center field fence. And there are spectators all over the branches of those trees out there. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Breaks inside low. Just two balls and two strikes. Summons the catcher, sending out a sign to Orlando Pena. Mets came into this game having won 5 in a row, equaling their longest winning streak of the season. 2-2 delivery now. Swung on, and it's a base
runs, a potential tying run on its person, nobody out, and Meehan is coming up. Meehan has been on base twice, had a base hit and walk. He's looking down to Eddie Yost to see how manager Yogi Berra wants to play it. So what do? Do you have Meehan sacrifice, get the tying run in scoring position in second, and let Rusty Straub and John Milner have a shot at getting him in? Joe Torre is coming over to hold against the runner now. And against the sacrifice possibility, Ken Reese is on the grass at third. Meehan choked way up on the bat. Here's the pitch, and he takes it in there for a call strike. He wasn't bunting. He did not offer. That pitch was in the strike zone. So he looks down to Eddie Yost, the sign man, again to get his information. Strike one is the count. Gary takes his lead at first base. He's around this time. Bucks the ball. First base side. Andy has it. He'll have to go to first. He does to Torre. The sacrifice is 1-3. And it moves Wayne Garrett to second. That is the 17th time that Meehan has sacrificed, and that is a club record. Rusty Straub grounded out on a check swing ground ball in the first inning and walked in the third inning. Left-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher, Orlando Pena. There is action starting up again now in the Cardinal bullpen. Diego Seguí is throwing. Diego Seguí is throwing in the Cardinal bullpen. Pitch to Rusty Straub, and it's in there for a call strike. Strike him out with a fastball. One man out, runner at second. Straub at the plate and Milner on deck. Cardinals leading by a score of 2-1. Mets batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jay Stadium in New York. And you're going off the stick. Pitch swung on, have it on the ground. Foul up the first baseline, out of play. Falls off into the corner of the Met dugout, actually. And the count goes 0-2. Straub turns, marches back toward the on-deck circle. He wants the pine tar rag. Montreal will be here Tuesday night and Wednesday night for the Mets' two final home games of the season. Tuesday night, Gary Koosman against Steve Rogers. Wednesday night, Tom Seaver against Baylor Moore. Koosman is 12-15. Seaver is 18-10. It'll be a two-strike delivery now to Rusty Straub. Fair ball hit him out in the field of center of base. Garrett gets the green light. He's coming home. Easy up the throw. Go-ahead run. So
It is Chicago 5, the Phillies 4, and the Phillies are batting now in the bottom of the 8th inning. There's a third and first out in time. The Pirates are leading Montreal 6-3 as they bat in the top of the 7th. Pirates and Montreal playing a doubleheader. Switch hitter batting left is inside for a ball. He had a base hit in the first inning to keep his consecutive game hitting streak alive at 10 straight games. Here's a swing and a foul ball to the left side. Now to play, it's 1-1. Joe Torre is next in the Cardinal batting order. Cardinals 2 and the Mets 2. The Cards have had 6 hits. The Mets have had 3. Parker's 1-1 pitch. Following, he's on the ground at second. Leon gets the big hop. He plays it over to Milner. Simmons is out, 2 away. That's Joe Torre. Grounded out in the first and had a base hit in the fourth. Bob Forsh is throwing now in the bullpen. Right-hander Bob Forsh is throwing in the Cardinal bullpen. Joe Torre, who has been playing with a sore shoulder, hitting 288, 13 homers, 69 runs batted in. The base hit he got in the fourth inning was the 2,000th base hit of his career. That pitch is low for a ball. So umpire Nick Colosi stopped the game, got the ball, and tossed it over for Torre to keep as a souvenir. Colosi gets the bad boy to retrieve a hard hat. That is low for a ball. Now the Mets start Tug McGraw up and throwing in their bullpen. Tug McGraw gets up to throw in the Mets bullpen. 2-0 pitch. It on the ground is short. Big hop to Harrelson. He plays across to Milner, and the side is out in order. As Harry Parker sets him down 1-2-3. And in the middle of the sixth inning, the score is tied. The Cardinals 2 and the Mets 2.
Tommy John.
Dips into the motion, and here's the pitch. Swung on, and he didn't hit the center. Agee goes back. He
gets there and he makes the catch. Agee started breaking back with the crack of the bat. Straight away center field. One man is out and Jerry Grody will be the batter. Pittsburgh got four runs. Take a 6-3 lead. They got the four in the seventh inning. Sergio lead his 42nd homer in the seventh with two on. For Montreal now, Chuck Taylor's in during the pitching. For Pittsburgh, Raymond Hernandez is doing the pitching. That's the first game of a doubleheader. The end of an inning, San Diego 2, the Giants 1, Clay Kirby against Tom Bradley. Nate Colbert at his 19th home and the first is one on for San Diego. There's a pitch to Grody, and it's in for a call strike. He bluffed the bunt. Tito Fuentes at his 6th home and the first with nobody on. Pitch to Grody. Breaks low. Doug McGraw continues to throw. The Met bullpen. Answer to the quiz. The man who holds the record for home runs in all-star games is just that. The man who's also known as Stan Musial and who's fixed all-star Claude Truetops. Here's a 1-2 pitch. High for ball. It's 2-2. Stan Musial hit more home runs in all-star competition than any other man. In the Phillies' eighth, Locker came in to pitch for the Cubs. Montanez opened with a liner that jammed off Locker for a base hit. Locker had to come out and was replaced by Hooten. The inning continues. This is a 2-2 offering. And it's low for a ball. The count is full at 3-2 to Grody. Batting here with one man out and nobody on base. And it's on the way. Get on the ground. Deep short. It's going to go through for a base hit. Through the hole. Picked up out there by Brock and played back in. Jerry Grody is on with one man out, and Bud Harrelson will be coming up. Harrelson's fly to left was called out on strike. 0 for 2. Switch hitting batting left here. Mets are batting in the bottom of the sixth. The score is tied. The Mets 2 and the Cardinals 2. Horsch and Hrabowski in the bullpen now. Horsch and Hrabowski throwing in the bullpen for the St. Louis Cardinals. A righty and a lefty. Ken Reese, third baseman, on the grass for the Cards. Nelson, that's number 8 in the order. Harry Parker's on deck. Nelson Square wants the ball.
Parker with McGraw in the bullpen.
fielder Ken Boswell.
Hitting 222, two homers and 14 runs batted in. Simmons has gone out for a word with Pena now. Parker turned in four sparkling innings. He allowed no runs, only one hit. He struck out one and he walked one. Boswell, a left-hand batter. In and waiting at first base, not Corey holds against the runner, Bud Harrelson. Pena off the stretch. Ball is fouled to the right side on the ground. Corner of the mid dugout, out of play. The pitch, Harrelson lengthen out the lead. As he turns to the bag now, it's strike one to Boswell. Both his home runs were pinch home runs. The season series between these two teams. The Mets have won 9 and the Cardinals have won 8. Here's a throw to first, not in time. Harrelson's back. Cardinals 2 runs, 6 hits. Mets 2 runs, 4 hits. McGraw has finished warming up in the bullpen. It's a swing and a foul ball. Off speed pitch, it's 0-2. Wayne Garrett waiting there on deck. Bright sunshine here at Shea Stadium right now. Time to time we've had some cloud cover this afternoon. 0-2, the count to Boswell. Two men out, runner at first. Delivery. Swung on. Line and a right field for a base hit. Harrelson around second. On his way to third. Melendez up. His throw goes to second. Harrelson pulls up safely at third. Boswell on with a sharp single to right. Now runners first and third. And two men out. Wayne Garrett is the batter. He's been on base 3 consecutive times. Walk, walk, and single. Here comes Barney Schultz. The pitching coach of the Cardinals out to the mound. They've got Robotsky, a left-hander. Bob Forge, a right-hander in the bullpen. Now it is Segui and Robotsky. Diego Segui is up and throwing. Schultz and Pena talk it over. The time goes for the left-hander. Alan Robotsky will be coming in here. They want a left-hander to work the left-hand batting Wayne Garrett. We'll get to ride in the electric cart. He'll be making his 43rd appearance. He has won 2 and lost 3. He worked yesterday for an inning and allowed no runs and no hits. Alan Robotsky. So, while we wait for him to come in and wait for the pitching chance to check us out on baseball action elsewhere, here's Bob Murphy. All right, Lindsay, going to the 8th inning, Pittsburgh leading Montreal 6-3. Willie Starco struck the big blow, a 3-run homer in the 7th inning, his 42nd home run. Hernandez on and relief now for the Pirates. Tom Walker, the 4th Montreal pitcher. Remember, that is the first game of a doubleheader. The Cubs have made 2 pitching changes this inning. Chicago going into the last in the 8th, leading Philadelphia 5-4. Ken Brad has gone all the way for Philadelphia. The Cubs now have used Russell, Burroughs, Locker, and Hooten. Atlanta 2, Houston nothing at the end of 3. Rory Harrison and Don Wilson are the pitchers. A home run by Dick Veach. Henry Aaron homered last night. He needs only 2 now to tie Babe Ruth. May not be playing in the game today, but will have 5 games in Atlanta to try and hit 2 for a tie. The Giants lead San Diego 2-1 in the 2nd. Clay Kirby and Tom Bradley are the pitchers. Home runs by Nate Colbert, his 19th, and Tito Fuentes. Cincinnati at Los Angeles not underway. The magic number for the Reds is 1. The Yankees defeated Cleveland 9-1. Stottlemyre the winner and Pedro the loser. The Phillies now have gone ahead of Chicago by a score of 9-5. They are still batting in the last of the eighth inning. The Phillies have scored at least 5 runs in the eighth inning. A big help to the New York Mets. In the American League, Detroit beat Boston 3-0. Joe Coleman, the winner. Luis Tejas, the loser. Jim Northrup hit 2 home runs. Baltimore, a divisional crowd winner, 1. Milwaukee, nothing in the fifth. Oakland about to wrap it up, leading Chicago 10-0 at the end of 6. California, 5. Minnesota, nothing after 2. Nolan Ryan going for his 20th, and he has 355 strikeouts. Kansas City, 5. Texas, 1. The fourth inning. Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Bob Murphy, the Mets now. Everyone is at first and third. 2 men out. Left-hand pitcher Alan Roboski has been brought in to pitch the left-hand batter Wayne Garrett. Garrett has been on base 3 consecutive times. Walk, and single. Hitting 247 for the year. 15 homers and 53 runs batted in. The score is tied 2-2. Mets are batting in the 6th inning. Roboski looks for his sign. The Met runners lead it. Pushing through. Roboski sets up. Here's the pitch to Garrett. Come on. And this. It's strike one. Felix Leon is next to the Met batting order. Bud House is the runner at third. Ken Boswell is the runner at first. McGraw starts to throw again in the Met bullpen. He'll be coming in. You'll recall Parker was removed for the pinch hitter. He sets and deals. And there's a swing and a drive in the air. The deep right center. We're back toward the track. And it is one up to the wall. Boswell gets the green out of third. He's coming home. Boswell scores. Garrett flies in the third with a triple. 2 runs batted in. And the Mets are leading by a score of 4-2.
American Forces Radio and Television Service.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kanner at Chase Stadium in New York, where the Mets are leading the Cardinals by a score of 4-2. As they're batting on the bottom of the sixth inning, runners at first and third. 2 men out, Rusty Staub at the plate. Pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-0 to Staub. He grounded into a fourth play, walked and single to drive and a run so far. Rusty Staub. 271 for the season. Wayne Garrett, the runner at third. Felix Leon, the runner at
In the National Football League, a final score is in. A field goal in the fourth quarter from 14 yards away by Gogolak, giving the New York Giants a 23-23 tie with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Giants are the biggest favorite of any team in pro football on Sunday to win that ball game, but they didn't make it. 23-23, a tie between the heavily favored New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. In the third period, Kurt Nieder kicked a 28-yard field goal to give the Washington Redskins a 10-7 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. However, the Cardinals scored another touchdown a short time later, and as a result, that ball game is now 14-10 in favor of St. Louis. That's in pro football. At the end of the first half, Green Bay leads Detroit 13-6. Minnesota and Chicago are tied at 10 at the half. At the end of three periods, Kansas City leads New England 10-0. Houston and Cincinnati are tied at 10-10 at the end of three periods. And Pittsburgh leads Cleveland 26-3 at the end of three periods.
Brilliant relief innings by Harry Parker. He allowed no runs, only one hit. Walked one and struck out one. The pitchers of record at the moment are Harry Parker and Orlando Pena. McGraw, in his last 13 outings, has won four, saved nine. Now, if he can protect the two-run lead, Harry Parker will have his eighth win of the year. Super job in relief by Harry Parker, right-hander from Collinsville, Illinois. At Yankee Stadium, the New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles played to a 23-23 tie. Luis Melendez, Ken Reese, and Mike Tyson will be hitting for the Cardinals in the seventh inning. McGee warming up in the Cardinal bullpen. The newest member of the New York Mets, veteran right-hander Bob Miller, is now warming up. McGraw's last outing in relief was Wednesday night. He saved the game for George Stone, pitching three innings. He allowed no runs and two hits. Making his 57th appearance this afternoon. Matches his previous high in appearances for 1 year. Now the windup, the two-strike delivery. Ground ball bounced slowly. Tough play for Bud Harrelson. He snags it, guns it, he's out. Sparkler by Buddy Harrelson against the running speed of Melendez, and he can fly. He gunned it, and he got it. One out and nobody on. Ken Reese coming up. Chicago had been making menacing gestures. They had won five in a row, moved within two and a half. A Philly win over Chicago would help the New York Mets. The Pirates are playing two at Montreal. They're winning the first game, 6-3 in the eighth. Now McGraw winds the pitch to Reese. A ground ball off the glove of Garrett, grabbed by Harrell for the long goal. He's out. Beautiful throw to Milner, and Reese is out. The play goes 5-6-3. Two outs, nobody on in the seventh. The batter is Mike Tyson. Cody Caribou comes out on deck as a potential pinch hitter. The Wind up by McGraw. The pitch to Tyson. Screwball low outside. Ball one. It's going to be Tim McCarver, not McCarver. Tim McCarver, veteran left-hand hitter, had a high pop fly over near the right field line. Cobb coming in, throws up. He's under it. That's inside his head. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. In the middle of the seventh, and that's four, the Cardinals two.
Continuing with the baseball scoreboard, Atlanta and Houston after 3.5, Atlanta leads at 4-0. San Diego and San Francisco after 2.5, San Diego leads that game 2-1. Tito Fuentes and Nate Colbert hitting home runs. Colbert's 19th for San Diego. Fuentes is 6th for San Francisco. Kirby against Bradley. Later on, Cincinnati at Los Angeles. One final in the American League. Detroit shut out Boston 3-0 on a one-hitter by Joe Coleman, who is now 22-15 on the season. Detroit, 3 runs on 5 hits, and 2 of those 5 hits were home runs by Northrup, his 11th and 12th of the season, both of them solo shots. Louis Tian got the loss, his record 19-13. New York is clobbering Cleveland 9-1 at Cleveland. That's the first game of a doubleheader. Stottlemyre against Tidrow to start. Kekich now pitching for Cleveland. Bloomberg hit his 11th and 12th home runs for New York. And Otto Velez, who was just brought up from Syracuse in the International League, when the team went to the 40-man limit, hit his first two in the major leagues, a single shot in the second and a solo blast in the fourth inning.
Well, the overflow crowd at Shea Stadium standing for the seventh inning stretch. Ticket sales were shut off 45 minutes before the first pitch was thrown. Fans hanging around, climbing trees, watching from the subway ramp. Second time in the last 3 days, the big stadium has been jam-packed. John Milner leads off against Alan Hrabowski in the last of the seventh inning. The Mets 4, the Cardinals 2. No game tomorrow. Harry Kuzman pitches against Steve Rogers of Montreal Tuesday night. Rogers has been phenomenal. He has won 9 and lost 4. In the 4 games that he has lost, they have all been well pitched games. And a strike call to the hammer on the outside corner. Milner is 0 for 3. Wayne Garrett won yesterday's game with a 2-run homer. And a breaking ball, a stretch. His triple at the right center in the 6th inning moved the Mets ahead by a score of 4-2. Wade now has 55 runs batted in. And a swing and a foul coming straight back. 10 more RBIs than Wade has ever had before in 1 year. But the way he has hit in September has been beautiful. The month of September, the Mets have won 16, lost only 6. And a foul ball back up into the press box. In driving to the top of the Eastern Division, the Mets have won 9 of their last 11, 14 of their last 18, 20 of their last 27. A week deep into August, they were still 11 and a half games out. And a towering pop foul, hoping for a play, is Flurry. He comes over to the railing, and it's in the crowd. Leon Jones and Don Hahn face Alan Hrabowski. We are now at the last of the seventh. 9th inning at Philadelphia. The Phillies lead Chicago 9-5. Last of the 8th inning at Jerry Park. Pittsburgh leading Montreal 6-3. Low outside. The Pirates, in effect, have 4 more games to play than the New York Mets. So, regardless of how well the Mets play, they must have somebody beat Pittsburgh. Your percentage-wise, with the Pirates playing back-to-back doubleheaders, they would not win them all, but you never know. Excuse me, in a doubleheader, the percentage just favor a split. Swing and a miss. Milner is struck out. First strikeout for Alan Hrabowski. It will bring up Cleon Jones. Leon has walked, batted in a run with a well-hit sacrifice fly in the 3rd inning. He hit into a force play in the 5th inning. The last last five games, Cleon has driven nine runs across the plate. Lebowski looking into Simmons to get his sign. And the pitch on the way to Cleon Jones is low. One ball and no strike. New York, four runs on six hits. Saints, two runs on six hits. Leon holding up. It breaks low. Two balls and no strikes. The Cardinals have called on four pitchers. The Mets have called on three. The bullpen can rest tomorrow. The Mets have tomorrow off. The 2-0 delivery. Low, ball three. Three and nothing. In the New York bullpen, Jim McAndrew and Bob Miller, who has just joined the New York Ball Club, are loosening up their arms. And a foul coming back, 3-1. Nobody on, last of the seventh inning. Don Hahn, the on-deck batter. Now Ted Simmons crouching behind the plate. The pitch to Cleon works the outside corner of strike. It's 3-2. Staub and Garrett have knocked the runs in for the New York Mets today. Montreal out of the eighth inning without scoring. Pittsburgh ahead 6-3 going to the ninth. And a fly ball well hit to right by Jones. It's deep back toward the fence. Lebowski is swung and missed. One ball and one strike. The last five games here at Shea. On this homestand, Jones has 10 runs batted in. His bat getting hot at a perfect time. High and away, 2-1 on Don Hahn. So Lebowski in relief. Been reached for a triple by Garrett, driving two in, a home run by Cleon. Swing and a miss by Hondo Hahn. It's two balls and two strikes. The Ducks open up a three-run lead in the home seventh inning. St. Louis returns home. They have a three-game series with Chicago. And the pitch on the way, foul back into the crowd. Would love to have the Cubs out of the race by the time they get there next weekend. If the Cubs are still in the race, Wrigley Field will jam the capacity, which would give the home team something in their corner, just as the big crowds here at Shea have helped the New York Mets. It's 2-2 on Don Hahn, and it's under the knees, 3-2. 0-for-3 in today's ballgame. Everybody has been contributing. Hahn has contributed three very important hits in the last. Lee delivers 3-2. And a bloop fly ball down the right field line, headed for foul ground, out of play. It's all over, but it became a scare. The Phillies defeated the Cubs 9-7. Cubs got two in the ninth inning and fell two runs short. Philadelphia defeating Chicago by 9-7, ending the Cubs' five-game win streak. So, if the Mets can win this game, they will lead Chicago by 3.5 games. Two pitch to Hahn. Drive going foul down the right field line. No play. Val Woodall throwing a touchdown pass to Justin, tied up the Colts. 10-10 in the third. 3-2 pitch. Ball four. And Don Hahn has reached on a walk. Barney Schultz out of the dugout. And Red Sandies is coming out to talk with the plate umpire, Nick Colosi. Diego Seguin is in the bullpen along with Scipio Spink. I would think that Red is contemplating a dual change as he talks with Colosi, because the pitcher, Al Hrabowski, is scheduled to lead off in the top of the eighth inning. And so it will be a double change. McCarver is coming in the ballgame, and he will bat ninth. And Joe Torre perhaps will go to third base, and Ken Reese will come out. Or Reese may move over to another spot. Tyson, the shortstop, made the last out. That's the man that won out of the ballgame. So Torre will move to third. Will come out of the game. They want to have a glove at shortstop. New York ahead 5-2. We're in the last of the seventh inning. San Diego Seguin is coming in the ballgame. Here are the attendance figures coming in.
51,926.
24,701. The total crowd, including the Mets program, 54,701. So the paid crowd today is 51,926. It's the crowd 54,701. Diego Seguin will do the pitching. It will be his 62nd ball game of the year. He has won six and lost six. Ken Reese comes out of the ball game. So Diego Seguin will be hitting number seven. And the first baseman, Tim McCarver, is now batting ninth. That means McCarver will lead off in the eighth inning. Al Hrabowski is out of the game. He came on to replace Orlando Pena. And Wayne Garrett smashed a long triple to deep right center, driving home Harrelson and Boswell. Boswell had delivered another pinch single, for Boswell his 12th pinch hit of the year. The Pirate Montreal game is in the last of the night, with Pittsburgh ahead 6-3. It's the first game of a doubleheader. Pittsburgh's using Bruce Keeson and Ramon Hernandez in the opener. Actually lead the Mets by one game in the loss column. If the Pirates should win all the remaining games, there is no way the Mets can win it. So somebody has to beat the Pirates at least the ball game. Jerry Grody up against Diego Segui. And the pitch by the right-hander, a swing and a miss, strike one. That's five, Cardinals two. Don Hahn is on first base, one man away. And the fork ball is full foul over the head of Eddie Yost, coaching at third. Tomorrow, a day off, Jerry Koosman against Steve Rogers Tuesday night, Willie Mays night. Tom Seaver and Baylor Moore on Wednesday night. Seaver will be going for his 19th. Pitchers of record of this game are Harry Parker and Orlando Pena. Diego Segui, the fifth Cardinal hurler. In the Cardinal bullpen now is Lou Kraus and Tom Murphy, two right-handers. And the pitch by Segui is high. One ball, two strikes to Jerry Grody. Jerry, one for three, singled to get things going in the inning. He was erased in a force play, but Boswell followed with a pinch single. A pitching change was made. Hrabowski, a left-hander, came in to face Garrett, a left-hand hitter. Garrett tripled to right center, driving two home. It made it 4-2. Leon Jones has homered, and it's 5-2. There goes Hahn. Hit a run play and a pop fly into short right field. Hahn coming back the other way. Now to throw to second base, and he's out. Todd Hahn was running to second on a hit and run play. Grody lunged at the ball and hit a pop fly that landed for a base hit in short right field. Hahn thought the ball was going to be caught. He turned and was running back to first. Then was an easy force out at second. Melendez to Tyson, and Grody loses a base hit. Misjudging the ball, and it cost a scoring opportunity. Jerry Grody loses a base hit. Bud Harrelson, the batter. 2 men away, Grody on first base. Bud has gone 0 for 3. Takes outside and low, ball one. The Lions score at Philadelphia. Philadelphia had 9 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error. Chicago had 7 runs on 16 base hits. They made 3 errors. Ken Brett won his 13th game. Bert Hooten, the loser, in relief. Under these to Buddy Harrelson, 2 balls and no strikes. Doug McGraw will be up for the first time. Doug McGraw, the hitter. Runners on first and second, 2 men down. The Mets can win this one. They'll be waiting to hear the outcome of the second game in Montreal today. Remember, they play a doubleheader there tomorrow evening. Then the Expos come into New York for Willie Mays night, Tuesday night, and the final home game Wednesday night. In Chicago next weekend, a day game Friday, a doubleheader Sunday, the final game, a doubleheader Saturday, and the final game on Sunday a week from today. Pitch to McGraw, swung and missed, strike one. Had a game rained out with San Diego that will be made up when the season is over if it has a bearing on the outcome. It probably will. And the pitch. Ground ball hit down to third. Torrey grabs it, steps on third,
fourth play to retire the side. In the seventh inning, one run on the home run by Cleon Jones. There were two hits, no errors, and two left. Now, at the end of seven, the New York Mets 5 and the St. Louis Cardinals 2.
Let's update the baseball scoreboard now. Here's a final in the National League. Bad news for Cub fans. The Philadelphia Phillies defeated the Cubs today 9-7. The total's 9-12-1 for Philadelphia. For Chicago, 7-16-3. Brett wins his 13th against 3 losses. Hooten, the loser, his mark is now 13-15. And the first of 2 at Montreal after 8.5. Pittsburgh leads the Expos 6-3. The first of 2 games at Montreal. St. Louis of New York is our game, of course, and the Mets lead 5-3 going to the top of the 8th in a moment with the Cardinals at bat. After 3.5, Atlanta leaves Houston 4-0. San Diego at San Francisco after 3. The Padres 2, and the Giants 1. Later start Cincinnati at Los Angeles. In the American League after 7, the Yankees.
Pittsburgh defeated Montreal 6-3 in the first game of their doubleheader today at Jerry Park. Bruce Thiessen and Ramon Hernandez combined for the victory. Bill Stoneman, the loser. The big blow, a 3-run homer by Willie Stargell, his 42nd home run of the year. Dave Johnson of Atlanta leading the league and the majors in home runs with 43. So the Cubs, that helps New York. It was 9-7, but Pittsburgh beat Montreal 6-3. Atlanta 4, Houston nothing after 4 innings in the Astrodome. Then the Braves go to Atlanta for their last 5 ball games. Henry Aaron will have 5 games at home in Atlanta where they fly. They hit 2 home runs to tie the incomparable Babe Ruth. Giants 2 and San Diego 1 in the 4th inning. Tonight, if the Reds beat the Dodgers, or this afternoon, if they defeat the Dodgers, it's all over in the Western Division. The Yankees defeated Cleveland 9-1. Stottlemyre won his 15th. Otto Velez had 2 home runs in the game. Tim McCarver is up against Doug McGraw. Inside and low, it is ball 1. Yankee game at Cleveland, the first of a doubleheader in the nightcap. Doc Medich and Milt Wilcox are the pitchers. Now McGraw delivers to McCarver, foul coming back. 1-1. Joe Coleman won his 21st, and he pitched a one-hit shutout as Detroit beat Boston 3-0. The 1-1 pitch. Ground ball hit toward the middle, moving to his right. Felix Mian, he has it on the builder, 1 down. One away in the Cardinal 8th inning. It will bring up Lou Brock. Well, Sandy Alper advises us the temperature is now 83 degrees. Summer weather came back to New York. Baseball weather. Baltimore leading Milwaukee 1-0 in the 6th inning with McNally trying to win his 17th. Oakland just about has it wrapped up. They lead Chicago 10-2 in the 8th inning. And the game is over, and if they win it, it's all over in the Western Division of the American League. Vida Blue going for his 20th. Blue Brock waiting. Fastball, low, ball 1. Nolan Ryan going for his 20th. California leads Minnesota 7-0 in the 4th inning. And a breaking ball, knee high, 1-1. Kansas City leading Texas 6-4 after 5 innings. Doug McGraw with a count of 1-1 on Lou Brock. Ted Sizemore is on deck. Mets 5, the Cardinals 2. This is the 8th inning. Low outside, 2 balls and a strike. Mets need a victory to maintain their 1-game lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates. The 2-1 pitch. Low, ball 3, 3-1. And if Pittsburgh wins the doubleheader, And the Mets win here. The Pirates would gain a half game. Trail New York by one half game. 3-1 pitch. Inside, Brock has reached on a walk. Jerry Grody walks out toward the mound and talks to Doug McGraw. Ed Sizemore will be the hitter. Second baseman Sizemore, 1-for-3, singled in the first and came around to score on Tommy Yee's two-run homer. Nothing going in the New York bullpen. McGraw from the stretch fires a fastball inside. One ball, no strikes to Sizemore. The 1-0 delivery over a call strike. It's 1-1. The 1-1 delivery misses the inside corner. It's two balls and a strike. That's through the infield straight away, hoping to make the double play. The outfield is set up straight away. Milder holding against base runner Brock. The 2-1 way up high, ball three. And Doug McGraw close to being on the edge of some trouble here. Agee is the on-deck batter. Then the cleanup hitter, Ted Simmons. Pitching 3-1. He's taking, and it's a fastball of strike 3-2. They have Sizemore taking on 3-1. They'd like for him to work out a walk if he possibly can. Brock edging away. The 3-2 pitch. Lined foul, deep down the left field line, no play. That ball hit a long way by Ted Sizemore. McGraw makes the 1 second stop, delivers, and a half swing foul. He went after a through ball on 3-2. That might have been out of the strike zone had he not fouled it off. Remains 3-2 on Sizemore. Kick of the leg, around comes the arm, and a ball four. McGraw has walked Sizemore. And now things get a little uneasy. The tying run, Tommy Agee is coming to bat. McGraw suddenly has walked two in a row, Brock and Sizemore. Coming in from shortstop. Milner comes over from first base. A little milling around now, the New York bullpen. Veteran Bob Miller will start warming up. Agee has 1-for-3, the two-run homer in the first inning. McGraw's pitch on the way. Ground ball to short. Could be a double play. Harrelson to the end. And now the first double play. Third double play of the game. Turned by the infield of the New York Mets. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. In the middle of the eighth inning. The New York Mets 5 and the St. Louis Cardinals 2.
Let's check some National Football League scores. Here's some finals. Pittsburgh has defeated Cleveland 33-6, and Cincinnati tripped Houston 24-10. A third period score, Kansas City shutting out New England 10-0. Also a third period score, New York Jets 13, the Baltimore Colts 10. And a final, Philadelphia New York battle, that's the Giants and the Eagles battle, to a 23-23 tie. In the fourth period, Minnesota leads Chicago 17-10. At the end of three quarters, Green Bay, Detroit 10-3.
In the fourth period, St. Louis leads Washington, here's a surprise, 24-10. Later starts will have San Francisco at Denver, Atlanta at Los Angeles, Buffalo at San Diego, and Miami at Oakland. We understand in the first period, though, Oakland leads Miami 3-0. The Monday night game will be between the New Orleans Saints and the Dallas Cowboys at Dallas. So we had three finals, Pittsburgh winning, Cincinnati winning, and the Eagles and Giants fighting to a tie.
Last of the eighth inning. Diego Segui pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals. Mike Thompson, the starter, faced two batters. Folkers came in, worked two and a third. Pena, three and a third, then Rabowski. Rabowski worked two-thirds of one inning. He faced three batters in the sixth inning, yielded a triple, an intentional walk, and retired stop. Then he faced three in the seventh inning, struck out Milner, but John Covers, and he walked out. And a big hand for Wayne Garrett. It was Garrett who broke the tie. He tripled off Rabowski, driving home Harrelson and Boswell, and putting New York into the lead 4-2. What a game for Wayne Garrett. He has been up four times on base, all four. A single, a triple, and two walks. And a foul coming back. And the pitch on the way, high inside, one ball and one strike. In the ninth inning. Ted Simmons, Joe Torre, and Luis Melendez bat for St. Louis. The 1-1 delivery by Diego Segui. Change up and it's over. It's all strike. He made quite a pitch, and the count is one ball, two strikes. Now Ray Sadecki gets up for the New York Mets. Down comes the pitch, swing and a miss. Garrett out for the first time in the ballgame. And Wayne getting a hand as he comes back to the dugout. Felix Dion has been on base three times out of four. Officially, one for one. He has walked twice and sacrificed. Pitch by Diego Segui, a fastball missing wide, one ball and no strike. Two home games remain, four at Wrigley Field, Chicago, where it's a tough place to win. And the pitch by Segui, breaking ball, a strike. Last time the Mets were in Chicago, it was a four-game series. They won two and lost two. Actually, you might say they won two and gave two away. They should have won all four. Swing out of it. One ball and two strikes. Over the years, the Mets have played the Cubs very well. Not this year, but in previous years they have. And until the last series here in New York, every time they had played the Cubs this year, the Cubs were in first place. That's won the last series. The 1-2 delivery hit hard, foul down the right field line. Weekend, the Cubs were in New York. The Mets won the series 2 out of 3. 1-2 pitch to Felix Dion in the dirt. Blocked by Ted Simmons. That evens the count 2-2. Behind New York. And a scribbler that is foul off to the left. No play.
It might be that the Cubs would be out of it by the time the Mets get to Wrigley Field next weekend. They have three games here in St. Louis. Psychologically, it would be to the Mets' advantage for them to be out of it. Some people would say, well, they'll be loose and a lot harder to beat. But if they're in the race, that ballpark would be jammed. The 2-2 delivery, under the knees, ball three, 3-2. One out and nobody on, last of the eighth inning. The veteran right-hander's pitch on the way, foul down the left field line, no play. Will probably wind up with a home attendance of about 1,900,000. At the moment, they have drawn 1,837,573. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball hit slowly towards second baseman Sizemore. Sidearm throw onto McCarver, two down. If Doug McGraw protects the lead in the ninth inning, in his last 14 appearances, he will have 4 wins and 10 saves. Felix Dion dropped the bat after hitting the ground ball and took off for first. Then Simmons took the bat. Swung it up the first baseline. It almost caught up with Felix. Rusty stabbed the hitter. And a ground ball hit towards the whole base hit, right at the right field. And Rusty has his second hit of the game. Rusty 2-for-4. Now John Milner is the hitter. The hammer has been shut out so far in the game today. Milner is 0-for-4. New York 5 runs on 9 hits. St. Louis 2 runs on 6 hits. He'd like to hit one right here and put the game out of reach. That's the second hit off Diego Segui. Buddy Harrelson singled off Segui in the 7th inning. McGee takes the runner. Here's the pitch. Change up. Gets the outside corner. Strike. Cardinals did all of their hitting in the first 2 innings of this game. That relief pitching has been brilliant by Harry Parker and Doug McGraw. Off the outside corner, 1-1. It's about over in the Western Division of the American League. Oakland leading Chicago 10-5, last of the night. And a 2-3 and a miss, 1-2 to strike. Wilbur Wood loses that game. His record on the year is going to be 24 wins and 20 losses. Can't have many, no decisions. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, he struck him out. Milner fan for the third time in the ballgame. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. At the end of 8 innings, it's Jay, the Mets 5, the Cardinals 2.
Exciting game going on at Busch Stadium in St. Louis in the National Football League. The Redskins were trailing by 7 points in the early part of the 4th period. Don Shaw took a kickoff from the Redskins and came 97 yards up the middle with great blocking to score. Then on the ensuing kickoff, Herb Mulkey took the ball near the end zone and he went the length of the field for 2 straight kickoffs and 2 straight touchdowns. So let's see. We'll add these points up right now. Looks like the St. Louis Cardinals 31 and the Washington Redskins 24. And one of the exciting games going on right now in National Football League. Let's see, we gave you three finals a while ago, so let's see what else we have to report on. Minnesota and Chicago in the fourth period, the Vikings lead the Bears by a score of 7.
Jerry, New York 5, St. Louis 2. That came from behind today. A.G. hit a two-run homer in the first. That finally tied the game in the fifth inning. And Wayne Garrett sent him into the lead with a two-run triple in the sixth. Now Ted Simmons, Cardinals' leading hitter, leading off against Ted McGraw in the ninth inning. Simmons, 1-for-3, has hit in 10 straight ball games. He's taking all away, and it's two ball over, strike one call. Wind up by Chuck and the pitch. And a base hit into left field for Ted Simmons. Simmons hitting a curveball, lines it hard into left. And the Cardinals have a leadoff base runner in the ninth inning. This will bring up Joe Torre. Collected the 2,000th base hit of his career here today. Torre 1-for-3, the pitch by McGraw, strike on the inside corner. A little stirring around out of the 10 for the New York Mets and Rays. Now the pitch on the way, and a ground ball towards the middle. Deion grabs it. Steps on second, throws to first. The ball gets away from John Milner. They get the lead runner. They miss the double play. Could have been the fourth double play of the game for the New York Mets. It looked like Milner didn't see this, though. Throw was not in the dirt. It was low, but not in the dirt, and went right by John Milner. There'll be no error on the play. The lead runner, Simmons, stopped down. The right fielder is up. He has 1-for-3. Matty Alou has come out on deck. A bouncing ball is slowly to shortstop. Carlson goes to Neon. Fourth play. That's all they can get on the closer. And now two down in the ninth inning, and pinch hitter Matty Alou coming up. Gets the last out. Matty Alou. He has put up 9 times since joining the Cardinals from the Yankees. Has 2 base hits. Good hitter. Matty Alou. McGraw from the stretch. And the pitcher on the way. And a snag right by Wayne Garrett off of his legs down the line. And now the tying run comes to bat. A base hit for Matty Alou off the shins of Wayne Garrett. A hard ground smash. Mike Tyson of the shortstop will be coming up. It's on first and second, 2 men away. Tyson has singled, walked, and flied to right. Tim McCarver is the on-deck hitter. Not many people have left. Here's the pitcher on the way. Fastball, strike one call. Terry Parker shut out the Cardinals 4 innings in relief. Doug McGraw trying to close out his third scoreless inning. Melendez on second and Alou is on first. In comes the pitch. And a long fly ball hit deep to left field. Back goes Jones. He's under it. Takes the test. beats the Cardinals. The Mets have now won six in a row. Doug McGraw being congratulated. That ball hit pretty well by Tyson. Leon Jones back near the warning track to make the catch.